Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
My name's Robert McKinney.
Mr. McKinney, let's see who's going to defend. The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing at this time, sir.
Okay.
All right, Mr. McKinney, can you please state your name and your ABC number for the record?
Yes, ma'am. It's Robert Ray McKinney, and it's 294969.
Okay. McKinney?
Yeah, McKinney, McKinney, either one's okay.
Okay, it's a little, well, you're a tough one to pronounce. Okay. All right. Good afternoon, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the two allegations that are listed on your warrant. I see that you signed a notification form on the 22nd of March about this hearing. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, good. And on that form is a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, or will you represent yourself?
I represent myself, ma'am.
Okay, not a problem. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board. Present in the room today, we have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be conducting your hearing today. We also have present in the room Mr. Oliveri, who's with the Department of Corrections, and he'll represent the department and your parole officer in today's hearing.
Okay.
So before we start, Mr. McKinney and Mr. Oliveri, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so affirm?
Yes, ma'am. I do.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. McKinney, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. With phase one, to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, and then phase two, to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, for phase one, I'm going to read each one of these two allegations to you, and I just need you to tell me if it's true or false, sir.
Correct.
Okay, so we'll start phase one. And the first allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of marijuana on or about March 1st, 2018, per the task lab report dated March 2nd, 2018. Mr. McKinney, is this true or false?
Yes, ma'am, it's true.
That's true? Okay. And then the other one, the other allegation is a violation of condition number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to successfully complete the Maricopa reentry program. Mr. McKinney, is this true or false?
Yes, ma'am, that's true.
That's true? Okay, sir. Based on Mr. McKinney's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed in the criminal ways of company.
Second. Agreed.
Okay. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, and Mr. Quinones. McKinney, we can move to phase two of your hearing, which is probably one that's more important to you, and that is whether your community supervision will be reinstated or revoked. So, but before we do that, I'm going to ask Mr. Oliveri to give us some background information about your case. So just stay on the line, and we'll be right back with you, sir.
Okay, no.
Okay, thanks. Mr. Oliveri?
Andrew McKinney was released from the Department of Corrections on October 16th of 2017. He was arrested in office on March 5th of 2018, returned back to DOC custody that same day. He had 0 days of scum. His supervision end date will be on November 12th of 2018. Current convictions, 2011, theft, 1 year, 6 months. 2013, theft, 1 year, 6 months. And in 2014, theft of ease and transportation, 4 years, 6 months. There have been prior convictions noted. He hasn't been one term with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 2-3, mental health score of a 1, and substance abuse score of a 2. There is no STG and information noted. There are no prior terms of supervision. He has a moderate disciplinary history with drugs noted. Also, upon his return back to ADC custody, he did receive a major for violation of department institution rule. Other arrest, in 2014, shoplifting, Arizona, fined. And also in 2014, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona, fined. His community risk level is a G6, B6.
Thank you, Mr. Oliveri. Mr. McEnany, we have a little written case summary here, in addition to what Mr. Oliveira has told us. Looks like you were released to go to Traditions, but you were discharged from there. What happened at Traditions?
I met a girl there, and I understand now that it was kind of stupid. It was just, we kind of fell in love, and then we stopped following the rules, and I made it a little bit, but I have a drug problem, you know, and that I'm not blaming on anyone else but myself. I made the choices to do what I did.
Okay. So eventually it looks like you were readmitted to Traditions, but then you were discharged again.
Yeah, after the same thing.
Oh, it was the same thing. Okay. So it says here you were found sleeping with an ADC offender who was on absconder status. Was that the same woman?
No, at the time she wasn't absconder. Later she is. I was trying to get her to turn herself in, but she doesn't want to, you know. But at the time that happened, she wasn't an absconder. She wouldn't have been able to live at the halfway house if she was absconding.
Okay. Okay. It probably just happened after this.
Yeah, it was within days. Yeah. She missed the stage class.
Okay. All right. So then it looks like you went over to Vivray, but you were on the self-pay program. But then you went AWOL from there. What happened there?
I was down. I don't have an excuse for you, ma'am. I was out hanging out with her, and then I didn't abscond like all the way. Like I didn't just leave completely, but I wasn't there for the 8 hours a day that I was supposed to. I was only there for like four, and then by the time I showed up, they had kicked me out already. So I went to see Steve Butcher, and then they sent me back there for their 90-day CHD program.
Right. Okay. And what happened then?
At that time I was there for 2 weeks, and I was cleaning out my backpack, and I had a little marijuana pipe that was in there. Mm-hmm. And whenever they came in, he said that he smelled marijuana, and I gave it to him, and then they proceeded to test me, and it was still in my system, and they kicked me out from there, and then they sent me to the ITH program.
Okay. So then I can see that on the list here. What happened at ITH program?
I understand that it was my fault that it came to that point, but there's no way that task, the one that came up negative on the 29th, that one shouldn't have been negative. It should have been positive. But being that was negative, the next one was positive. It looks like I had new use.
Oh,
I understand that doesn't justify the use that I did before because I had already violated.
Right. Okay.
But, I mean, I had 6 days left.
Okay. All right. So, let's see. Okay, then. So that resulted in being discharged from there. I see.
Yeah, and they kicked me out on March 2nd and said that I had to see my parole officer on March 5th at 9 o'clock, and I showed up and they violated me and sent me back to DOC.
And here you are. Okay. So were you working still with telephone work or?
Yeah, I was the people you see on the corners that are giving out those Obama phones.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the job I was doing before I went to ITH.
Okay, and that's the Iconic Solutions, is that
yeah.
it? Okay. And then what's this Diamond Standard Events? Or that's the previous employer, is that it?
Yeah, they were paying me, but I didn't get paid until like a month later after I did the work.
Oh.
And they were slow, so I started doing some under the table stuff with my friend who lives on 16th Street.
Uh-huh.
We were doing some framing for somewhere out in Glendale.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good work. And under the table is fine. It's work is work.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. Okay, let's see what else. You have a page two here. Oh my gosh. It's a big long page two here, Mr. McEnany.
I know, it's not very good. I was reading it and I was like, man, there's
okay, so it looks like you were just in and out. Let's see, Sage, and then here's Vivray, and then the MRC, and okay, well, that's, we already talked about that. And so then here's a little summary of the urines that you submitted. It looks like you submitted positive in November, November. But then here's one, now that was just marijuana, here's one for amphetamine, so what's...
Yeah, that's the one that I have a problem with. I have a problem with weed too, but I got my medical card prescribed to me, but I haven't received the card yet. So I was still in violation because I didn't get the card, and then you guys didn't approve it yet. So the main one that I have a problem with is methamphetamines. I've been around it since I was 6 and 7. That doesn't justify it, but it's part of the reason why.
Yeah, because
it's still hard for me to get rid of it.
Looks like it came up in positive in November, in December, again in January for both amphetamine and THC again. And another one in January that was positive. So that's your real problem is the, not that the marijuana is without the card, it's not legal either, but what treatment? It looks like you've been in a couple different treatment facilities, sir. What's your plan about this? What do you think?
I was really upset that when I got kicked out of that, the Maricopa Reentry one, because that one was the first one that actually it made me realize that, like, I had abandonment issues and stuff when I was growing up, because my mom would leave me places, and my girlfriends would cheat on me and stuff, and those aren't justifications, those are just, I didn't never feel like I was worth it, and when I used meth, it was the only thing that made me feel adequate, you know, it made me feel cool. And then when I was in the MRC, it made me realize that my drug use is a problem, but my problems are deeper rooted than that. That was just a solution, a symptom was my drug use. And they helped me crack that bottle open, and I got a sponsor, his name's Pat. He goes to that Maricopa Center. I was on step 5, and I was planning on going to see a psychiatrist and get some treatment to uproot the rest of those problems so that I could stop using meth and start being a benefit to society instead of a hindrance.
Yeah, if I can imagine that, that's probably pretty tough to have to. But it's good that you're on step 5. That's excellent. And hope you are able to keep doing that, keep working. Because it looks like your parole officer was, you know, no matter what you think, and you probably agree with me, was really trying to work with you.
Yeah, he gave me more chances than I deserve, that's for sure.
Okay, well, it sounds like you got your head on right about that, for sure. So.
Yeah, I have no reason to be mad at him, but I don't understand how people get mad at their parole. It's like, oh, they made me do this, they made me do that. It's like, they didn't make you do nothing. You chose to violate, and then that's what they have to do. They have to send you these places.
Understood. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Mr. Johnson has a question for you.
Sir, since you've been back incarcerated, you had a major violation for the department, violation of department rules. What was that about?
I got caught smoking a cigarette in the dorm.
Okay.
And it was stupid of me.
All right. Thank you, sir.
And just to clarify, sir, you mean just a regular cigarette, not a...
Yeah, just a regular tobacco cigarette. There's nothing crazy in there.
Okay, all right. Any other questions, Mr. Cadenas?
Thank you, Ms. Woodhouse. Mr. McEnany? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm sorry.
You sound like you're really ready to turn the corner, and I'm just asking for confirmation because... we listen to a lot of people, and you sound pretty involved considering what you've been through and your addiction. So, do you think you're ready to really get off drugs?
Honestly, sir, I know that you guys, that we always say that, but, I mean, this time I believe that I am. The last time I got out from Mojave, I was naive about it. I thought that I had changed. I was like, I did 4 years. I have to be changed. You know, and then I got out, and I thought that I'd just hang around and stuff would be okay, but I wasn't. And now that I know that it's something that I have to fight. I'm never going to be changed. It's something that I have to make the change every day, and it's all my choice. I have to choose not to do it.
Thank you for your honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Quinones. Any other questions from board members? Okay, Mr. McEnany, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, sir, but I want to give you the chance to make a final statement. If there's anything else you want to tell the board, just without repeating something you've already told us. What else would you like the board to know?
Okay, right now?
Yes.
All right, I just appreciate you guys just taking the time to hear me out and to take time to come together and to determine this. You know, I know that, I mean, from the list of it, I don't deserve this chance. I should just stay in here, but I do believe that I can do this now with God's help and with these, the 12 steps, I know that I have to choose to do these things, and it's not going to be easy. And that's why I felt before, I thought that it was just done, that I could just choose not to do it, but that's not the case. It's a deep-rooted thing, and if you guys see Steve Butcher or whatnot, I just appreciate the help. And that Maricopa Reentry Center, that's something that I think that can be very beneficial, because they don't look at us like we're criminals there. They look at us like we're patients, and they take the time to hear us out. And I think that's where most of my help came from.
Okay, so thank you for that input. And every time I have the opportunity, I tell those people up there how much of an impact they're making on people. So thank you for that commentary. So the board is going to go into discussion, and we do all our discussion in public, so we haven't discussed your case before right now. So we just ask that you stay on the phone there, listen to the discussion, just remain silent, and we'll be back with you just shortly, okay?
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, sir, thank you. The board is now in discussion. And Mr. McEnany is an individual who is at the brink, I think, of making some big changes for himself, positive changes. He certainly has some very good insights about his own addiction. Still has to deal with, you know, both the marijuana use, which I believe he said he has applied for a card or, you know, has a card or will be, but the other one, the amphetamine, and he's explained to us that he's starting to understand the roots of why he uses those things. He does have potentially good job skills as a framer. If he knows that trade, that's in big demand around here with all the building that's going on. I am concerned with the, you know, all of the violations at various houses that his parole officer had put in, but I just hear in his voice that he might be somebody who could actually make it this time. It's just, is he far enough committed to make it this time is where I'm kind of stuck, so I will open the discussion on that. Hear what anyone else has to say. You want to say something, Mr.
I'm just kind of I really like what I'm hearing from this individual, yet I know that he's in a fight, if you will, for his sobriety. Mm-hmm. So this one's a little hard to call, thank you.
It's very difficult, yeah. Any other thoughts, Mr. Johnson? Any thoughts on that?
I'm about the same. I do see that, you know, all his violations had to do with theft, so it's not, you know, something major that he submitted enough thefts to be incarcerated in prison, but I'm kind of...
He's only been in prison one time, and he's limited to justice involvement.
Yeah.
So. We didn't ask him directly, but I'm going to make a guess that those property crimes have something to do with feeding drug habit, but that doesn't make it okay. I'm just saying I can see the pattern.
Any other thoughts? Dr.
White,
any thoughts?
I understand being on the fence on this one. However, this is his first go around, apparently, with the Department of Corrections. I'm leaning towards letting him complete his sentence, but I can be persuaded otherwise.
Any comments, Mr. Neal?
No, I don't believe so.
Well, based on information in warrant 2018-W0643, our conversation with Mr. McEnany and information provided by Mr. Alvary of the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. McEnany was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into Criminal Laser Company, specifically by numerous program violations at these various facilities. He had lots of opportunities and using amphetamine while on community supervision.
Second.
Agree.
Agree. All right, so you heard the board's discussion. We certainly hear your commitment that's leaning toward recovery, but we're just concerned about once you're back out again, your ability to be strong and really carry that out. So while you're in prison, you can certainly participate in the 12-step programs there. Mm-hmm. And we truly do encourage that, for you to do that. I really think you're going to be successful at this. You sound like you're committed, but you may just not be far enough along where you can, you know, go by yourself out there. So please do take advantage of everything that's available to you there. I don't know if they still have Design for Living self-study programs available. That might be a good one. And then for sure AA and NA, and anything else you can get yourself involved in would be great. We thank you so much for participating. We're really glad. It sounds like you have some good insights for yourself, and we know you're going to go out there and be successful. And we appreciate your participation in your hearing today, sir.
So yeah, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, and we hope to never hear from you again. Not that we don't like you.
I was hoping you guys would give me another chance, but I mean, I understand. Whenever I got out on March 2nd from that place, I mean, that was the first time that I didn't go back to using, you know?
Well,
and then when I showed up to see my pal on March 5th, I thought that I was going to be okay because I was sober.
Well, you know
but,
what?
I mean, I understand.
Keep it up, because that's just the beginning, and now you'll have you'll have a period between now and November. You'll have a good several months of sobriety. And then you will be able to make it.
Yeah.
So, all right, sir, we wish you the best. Thank you so much for participating today, and your hearing is concluded.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.